just before the Eyewitness News headlines, we heard that horrible story from Jonathan, his account of what happened to him over the weekend when he went to fetch a puppy in Ocean View. He wasn't wearing a mask, so he was at fault, but he was then brutally beaten by police. And the puppy sadly lost his life. A few of your WhatsApps coming in response to that. Amy, this is concerning. It speaks of the mentality of the enforcement and the state of their psychological well-being. They're exerting their authority over the innocent. This needs to be addressed. Somebody else saying, wow, this is shocking. I'm a grown man and this story has reduced me to tears. What the hell? Somebody needs to be held accountable. That's the way I feel. Somebody does need to be held accountable. And we will do our best to get some answers for you. Coming up in the next half hour, we're going to be talking to psychologist Professor Kobus Maria about containing our inner critic and just learning to be a bit nicer to ourselves. And then we're also going to get an update from Western Cape Premier Alan Windey on the COVID situation in the province. It's 28 minutes to 11. Again, my name is Amy McIver. I'm standing in for Kino today. Keep your calls and WhatsApps coming, 021-446-0567 or 072-567-1567. A report from Psychology Today gave 5 tips to help regain control of your inner dialogue. High achievers are motivated by the need to achieve, and they stand out for their work ethic, persistence, and self-discipline. This combination provides them with the necessary stamina to jump over numerous hurdles and perform at a high level. However, there's one hurdle that is the hardest to overcome, and that is the one that lives inside of you. It is your inner critic. To talk to us more about that this morning is Professor Kobus Maria. He's from the Department of Educational Psychology at the University of Pretoria. Kobus, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. It really is only a pleasure.
So, talk to us about our inner critic. What is the inner critic?
Let me explain. I'm going to make a few statements. You're just not good enough. Few people like you. You're a loser. You're overweight. No one takes you seriously. People laugh at you. The list carries on and on and on and on. So, the majority of us tell ourselves that often, we're not good enough, etc., etc. This is what we refer to as self-talk or preferably negative self-narration. People with very high standards, especially, like you said, perfectionists, are often prone to this kind of criticism. And it starts very early in life. You're not the only, like I said, it happens to the majority of us to a certain extent. Now, always take a step back. Ask yourself, who do you associate this statement with? And note that it's just not just a sentence that needs to be corrected. It's actually what we refer to as a micro story, an experience, an earlier recollection that needs to be unpacked and examined. So rewriting this micro story is essential. Could be something that family members, authority figures, especially parents, teachers, friends, said at some stage that stuck, early in life especially. It puts you in a kind of a trance, and throughout life you always consistently hear things and you say to yourself, well, people did say this much and this is actually who I am. Now, blaming yourself is not helpful. Understanding is, taking action, moving forward is. And that's what you're actually asking me. How do we deal with this kind of challenge? So, number one, take a step back. Come on, be realistic. Write these statements down. There is no evidence for anyone to keep on saying that I'm just not good enough. I've never been good enough. I'm overweight, hopeless, I cannot lose weight. That's simply not true. Never compare yourself to other people. So over time, write these statements down, and you will find it very rewarding to see how easy it is to find patterns that recur over and over again. And I encourage everybody to seek help. Talk with a friend that you really, really trust. If needs be, consult a psychologist, especially maybe somebody specializing in narrative therapy or even clinical hypnotherapy. They're in a very good position to help. And also note that there's a little center in the brain referred to as the reticular activating system. It filters what one looks for. So if you're on the lookout for negative statements, negative things about yourself, guess what you're going to find. And if you're on the lookout for positive statements, reason to believe that you can be successful, that you can do certain things, you will find them. And now I want everybody that is prone to this kind of thing to say this out loud. Lord, I have a right to be happy. I am talented. I am dedicated. I am whatever you want to say. Please, let me just remind you again, this will not happen overnight. It's going to take some time. You've carried this swell burden, if you wish, for a long time. It's not going to disappear within 24 hours. In conclusion, an American professor the other day, a few months ago, after one of my sessions in deep Mpumalanga, wrote the following down. She says, I was always taught the following, be kind and work hard. And this is my message to everybody. Do not hesitate to acknowledge others, but also your own achievements. Just be kind. Work hard. Do the best you can. Don't compare yourself to others. And lastly, I do a lot of narrative career counseling and other kinds of counseling. Over time, we enable people to turn this, if you wish, pain, the sadness, this insult into hope. If you look at successful people, you read their life stories, you will find to your amazement maybe that one's greatest pain often becomes your greatest strength. So that is the story in a nutshell. There is hope. There's a lot of hope.
If you've just tuned in, I'm talking to psychology professor Kobus Maria from the University of Pretoria. Kobus, why do we find it so hard to be kind to ourselves?
That's really the billion-dollar question. If I had the answer, I would have been a billionaire by now. But like I said, it often goes back to the early days. Somebody says something, especially somebody that you trust. That person puts you in a trance, so to speak, and you stay there, you stay stuck. So maybe in a trance, in hypnosis, let me make this very clear, this should only be enacted by a clinical hypnotherapist. Somebody will take you back to relive and add a corrective to that kind of thing. Yes, this person says it's maybe probably not what the person meant, but at the time you took it very seriously. Note, authoritative figures have the potential to put us into a trance, and the earlier these things happen, the more they are likely to stay with us for the duration of our lives. And again, I'm going to send out the message. It is something that can be remediated. In fact, it's something that has to be remediated.
But with a lot of work, it sounds like. No overnight quick
fix. Beautiful, beautiful.
Professor, if people would like to get in touch with you or find out more, how can they do so?
Certainly. They can maybe send me an email. Go to my website. It's www.kobusmaree.org. Visit the website for some useful, very useful information for free, of course. Or they can send me an email, kobus.maree@up.ac.za. And really, I wish everybody everything of the best. Listen, having been insulted, having been humiliated, might very well catapult you to stardom in the years ahead. Let's work together and turn your pain into hope and a social contribution.
I love that message. Turn your pain into hope and a social contribution. Thank you for your contribution this morning. That was Professor Kobus Maria on the line from Pretoria. He is in the Department of Educational Psychology at the Faculty of Education at the University of Pretoria.